This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. This week, we've been profiling immigrants spending their very first holiday season in the U.S. Today, we visit a community where Christmas traditions keep it connected to its home country, Ethiopia. It would be easy to miss little Ethiopia, easy to whiz along busy Fairfax Avenue in Los Angeles and right past the three blocks of shops with names like Safari Boutique, the Lion of Judah Travel Agency, and Mercado Ethiopian Market. But if one is looking for Christmas Ethiopian style, there is no better place to stop. I've come to the Safari Boutique to meet a couple of newcomers to America. Boutique owner Alem Adebe has offered to perform one tradition she's kept up over many years here, the coffee ceremony.
This is the green coffee before it's roasted.
Though the rich, dark brew is drunk all year round in Ethiopia, it's a tradition to begin holidays with coffee, Christmas especially. On a hot plate, Alem Adebe stirs the green coffee beans as they slowly turn deep brown. It is part of the ceremony to pass the beans around for everyone to smell.
How does it smell? Smells good?
Smells very good. Very roasted. In Ethiopia and in Los Angeles, friends and family gather around a glossy black clay coffee pot and talk for hours while the smell of coffee mingles with that of incense, leaving before your third cup is considered rude. Elias Wandamu has been publishing work on Ethiopian history and culture here in L.A. for 10 years. His father, Wandamu Guzahane, arrived just last year. Joining us at a popular restaurant a couple of doors down is a pretty young woman named Salam, who has also just arrived in L.A. with her parents and little brothers.
When you look around and see Christmas here in America, what was the strongest impression you had?
Mostly, you know, there is a lot of decoration here. You could see the lighting, you know. It's just impressive, especially for the kids. But for me, you know, you could feel that just there is something you missed, right?
Salam says she misses the spiced red butter she hasn't tasted since leaving Ethiopia last year, and the sounds of prayer drifting out from Addis Ababa's many churches. It is the little things from the season that add up, she says, like the fragrance of freshly cut grass.
You could buy, you know, some grass so that you put it on your floor. Everybody bought some green grasses, just green, so you could see there is a coming of some big celebration in your house. So.
And we celebrate with flowers.
Are the flowers strewn around, or big bouquets, or what?
No, it's just the flowers. It goes in the floor with the grass. So when you walked into somebody's house, it's just, you know, it's just amazing.
At this, Elias's father, Wandamu, nods his head.
Really, we celebrate with our families, with our friends. They will come to our home. We'll go to their home. We don't have that kind of culture here.
People don't just wander over and knock on the door. And
I think he's just struggling with that.
Struggling with a longing for the comings and goings that continue long past December 24th. That's because the Ethiopian Orthodox Christian Church follows the Coptic calendar, where Christmas falls around January 7th, and on that day they hold a gigantic feast. It always involves the slaughtering of an animal, usually a sheep or a goat, a few days before, which is then made into a stew. Elias Wandamu says there are stories of immigrants here being cited by the police for performing the slaughter in their backyards, scaring the neighbors. So Ethiopians must trek out to Chino, about an hour east on the far outskirts of L.A.
There is a place where you go and you select the sheep that you want to get, and they will take it to a slaughtering room, and they will slaughter it for you. And you will take the sheep in pieces to your house. The first time I went there, I remember it just we used to have cattle when I was growing up in my house. And I was driving to this place that I don't know before, but before I get there, I smelled the farm, you know, the dung. And it's just what an amazing experience that was.
The first time in all these years you actually came upon a stretch of where you suddenly thought, my gosh.
Exactly. And you see many Ethiopians that you have ever seen before, because everyone is lined up to get their part of the share.
In L.A., the odor of dung has become a sweet smell, evoking, as it does, Christmas back home and giving away on Christmas Eve to the perfume of incense wafting through the Ethiopian church.
It's incredible. There is no sitting place, even no standing places. The church at night is packed.
And at the church, the chanting and the singing that goes far into the night, combined with the incense, carries the celebrants within far, far away.